the amount of talent, the amount of capacity, the amount of intelligence and gifting that God has placed inside of you, you will be held accountable for what God has placed in you. Not simply for the talent, but for the potential that it could generate. But then there's that one talent guy. And he buries his talent, and he's really concerned because he thinks the master is an evil person. And when the master comes back, each one gives them what they've gained, but the one said, here's your talent back. And what does the master call him? Humor me. What does he call him? Wicked, lazy servant. Now, don't you think that's a little harsh? Wicked? I mean, he didn't do anything bad with the talent. I mean, if he had hired an assassin, that might be wicked. I don't know if he'd spend it over at Crown Plaza. That might be wicked. I don't know. But if he had hired some sort of prostitute, maybe that would be wicked, right? But what did he do with that talent? He buried it. He did nothing. Have you ever had a non-interest-bearing account? I mean, do you think God should come and say, wicked? I think it's a little harsh, don't you? I can see lazy. You lazy servant. You lazy, lazy servant. You lazy, unimaginative servant. But lazy, wicked servant? Is it possible that we've been defining wickedness the wrong way? See, we keep talking about sins. Greed, lust, adultery, murder, malice, bitterness, envy, jealousy. And that's where we categorize sin, and that's the wicked stuff, right? And then the rest of us are oh so good. But here, what Jesus is saying is if you do not maximize your God-given capacity, you are wicked. It's very quiet in here right now. It means if you're just sitting around doing nothing, if you are not making the greatest contribution in humanity you can, if you're not optimizing the amount of good that you are supposed to be doing in this world, God counts that as wicked. What would happen if our measure of holiness was not about what we did not do, but what we did? It would change the world's view of the movement of Jesus Christ. You are called to be generous. Years ago, before I ever wrote a book, I had it in my heart that I should write a book, but my problem is that I'm basically illiterate. I didn't do that well in school, to be honest with you. I was a good straight D student from first to 12th grade. I don't know how that translates here, but it's not good in the States. And